Call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, Bush and Anti-Bush. George W. Bush today pledged to bring liberty and freedom, quote, to the darkest corners of the world. He used the word freedom 27 times and the word liberty 15 times. Much of his speech after he took the oath of office addressed to people in other parts of the world. He told those who, quote, live in tyranny and hopelessness that the U.S. will not ignore their plight. The inaugural events today included the parade on Pennsylvania Avenue and the inaugural balls tonight. Bush also promised to build what he calls an ownership society at home. He says extending home and business ownership, retirement savings, and health insurance will help give every American a stake in the promise and future of our country. In the address, Bush said Americans will gain dignity and security through economic independence rather than just eking out an existence. He says such a goal motivated the Social Security Act originally and the GI Bill of Rights and other measures. Bush says he'll seek to give Americans more control of their own fates to create what he called a more prosperous and just and equal society. Anti-Bush protesters were able to make themselves heard today. As the actual swearing-in began, a group in the crowd outside the U.S. Capitol could be heard chanting, "Stop the war!" And there were signs being waved that read, "Worst President Ever." One protester heard during the speech itself, prompting an angry reaction from others in the crowd. Security personnel seen taking a couple of people away. A large group of demonstrators marched down a central D.C. street. Others gathered along the parade route. Hundreds of people in bleachers along Pennsylvania Avenue chanted slogans like U.S. out of Iraq. When Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist took the stage to the swearing-in of George Bush, it was his first public appearance in months, the Chief Justice battling thyroid cancer. But he administered the oath of office anyway, this for the fifth time. Rehnquist walked stiffly with a cane, but under his own power. A scarf apparently hid the tracheotomy tube inserted in Rehnquist back in October. He also wore a black beret and that black robe with the four golden stripes on each sleeve. Democrats also on hand at the ceremony. John Kerry on the stage at the swearing-in, joined by former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. Behind the scenes, though, many Democrats say they plan to skip much of today's festivities. Some make it clear tomorrow the battle begins again. In a statement released this morning, Kerry said, "While democracy means working together, it also means never retreating from core convictions." And an FBI official said today, "Everything is quiet." Federal law enforcement and security officials say no signs of any threats to today's inaugural events. Thousands of police and federal agents are on duty to secure the inauguration. So rooftop snipers, helicopter, and jet patrols in the nation's capital. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
You paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm Al Franken, and this week on the Al Franken Show, we're taking the show on the road to inaugurate our new Air America affiliate in Washington, D.C. This week, we have President George W. Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and torture czar Alberto Gonzalez. That's right. Now, there could be some scheduling problems because of the inauguration, in which case we'll just have other special guest stars all this week on the Al Franken Show, now in Washington, D.C.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. I feel like I was put in a sack at Abu Ghraib and beaten with rubber hoses. I watched some of the inauguration thing today, and especially the Bush's speech. I don't know how to react. You know, so I do what I normally do, and I don't know how to react. I listen to Janine, and I listen to Randy, and I listen to Sam. I say, okay, how'd you guys react? No help. No help from this crew tonight. We decided not to pull sound bites of the moron. Because you folks don't deserve that kind of bitch slapping on this program. You really don't. Not tonight. It's a dark day in American history. We have one, though. Just one. I want to get out of the way right away. Now, I've got to put it in context. You know how Bush... it was leaked to the press about Bush and Gonzalez and Cheney and Wolfowitz and Pearl's new internment prison for life without trial. Right? Right? We talked about it. Now, that plan depends in part, and the torture plan depends in part on the existence of allies in the United States who will do our dirty work. Now, eventually, we'll graduate to the point where we pull out the eyes on American soil. But as it stands right now, we rely on authoritarian or dictatorial, you know, Mubarak in Egypt. Singapore is a good place. Indonesia is another good one. Israel is a good one. Syria is another good one. What else we got? We got, where else do we send them? Diego Garcia, that's good. Afghanistan, Pakistan. We send some to Thailand, you know, right? Right? That's where we go. That's where we're building the American gulag to do our dirty work. Now, all of that suggests the absolute filthy, degenerate cynicism of George Bush when he made this statement today.
We are led by events and common sense to one conclusion.
I'm a monkey.
The survival of liberty in our land increasingly depends on the success of liberty in other lands.
Hooray. Yay, hooray.
The best hope for peace in our world is the expansion of freedom in all the world.
Really? Well, what about our torture gulag, George? You hypocritical twit. I don't know. Where is it? Where is it? Is it Kazakhstan or Tajikistan or Burpistan or Assistan? One of those countries in Central Asia that we are propping up. You don't hear anything about it unless you tune into this program. But where the former Soviet dictator is now the president, El Presidente, or however you say that in Kazakhstan or whatever, El Presidente for life. And what do they do in that country when they want to get information out of somebody and that somebody says, screw you? Well, you know, if you regularly listen to the show, they dip them in boiling water. Full submersion, slowly, into boiling water. It's my understanding. You ever have lobster? I don't eat lobster because lobster eat, dead, decaying filth. But have you ever eaten lobster? You know, have you ever cooked one at home? They start out nice and green. You drop them in the boiling water and they turn pink. That's what happens to human flesh, only it sloughs off the bones. Now, that's one of our allies in Central Asia. So when Bush makes a statement about the survival of liberty in our land increasingly depends on the success of liberty in other lands, what the hell is he talking about? France? England? Wales? Scotland? What's he talking about? This man supports, believes in torture, death, destruction. You know, when it takes the intervention of what was it, a dozen high-ranking military officers, former members of the Joint Chiefs, a former chief of staff, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, all of these former retired flag-ranked military officers, most of them lifelong Republicans, who come out and make it clear that putting Alberto Gonzalez in as Attorney General is a huge error. Now, according to the research I did, no cabinet nominee has ever been charged by a group of United States military generals, that's redundant, I know, of the rank of these guys with having, in their words, quote, fostered greater animosity toward the United States, undermined our intelligence gathering efforts, and added to the risks facing our troops around the world, end quote. They're talking about Gonzalez. Now, of course, these people swear an oath to the United States Constitution, not to whomever happens to be squatting in the Oval Office. The survival of liberty in our land depends on the success of liberty. Who wrote that? Honest Abe the commie? I mean, who in the hell writes stuff like that, especially to put into the hands and mouth of George W. Bush, who believes in death and torture, who loves it? Got a bunch of emails today. Oh, and by the way, coming up after the break at half past the hour, I'm going to read in its entirety, it's not that long, a statement of conscience from Not in Our Name. you know, notinourname.net. You're familiar with them, aren't you? Okay. It's not that long, so but I promised that I would do it over the air tonight. But I got a bunch of emails today from a lot of longtime listeners and people who apparently were either watching this horrible event on television today and were near a computer. Sharon, one of our long-time internet and radio pals from right here in the metro Atlanta area, wrote, "Is this a depressing day or what? I think I'll go home and cry or watch The Daily Show." Yeah. The denigration of the protesters, it's my understanding that they were just tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of protesters there. Did you see them on television? Of course you didn't. Did you hear anything about it on cable news? Of course you didn't. And the militarization of this, I watched some of the parade. My God, I have never in my time as an American citizen, I've never seen anything like this. All of that armor, all of that weaponry, all of that Secret Service, all the military, all the cops, all the surrounding, the gates, the fences, the barriers, that was to keep this evil little bastard protected from the citizens of the United States. Unbelievable. Where are we? Please, will somebody check the alarm clock? Man, we were supposed to wake up hours ago, and we're all asleep. Will somebody get us out of this nightmare? Did you watch any of it? There were some scenes, where did I see it? Independent media, certainly not on MSNBC or CNN, although I think ABC may have shown a little snippet, but where these monstrous black-clad aliens from some other damn solar system open up a fence and spray the bejesus out of protesters. Kids in stocking hats and jackets and sweaters huddled on the pavement. And somebody said, well, they threw something at the motorcade. Oh, okay. Well, then punish everybody there. Collective punishment. Didn't Nuremberg establish that? Oh, never mind. Oh, God. Somebody, please, wake us up, okay? I'm begging you.
George W. Bush will give a country a push. Put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush will give a country a push. He's the man who'll do what's right for me and you. Now Republicans and Democrats and independents too. Well, they all like what W's done. I know that you will too. George W. Bush.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-464-0707. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of Tempur material, call 1-800-464-0707. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-464-0707. That's 1-800-464-0707.
Planet Check.
Will Congress take the bait? Union of Concerned Scientists Clean Energy Director Alan Nogi explains.
There is a major debate in Congress about the future of American energy policy, focusing on the natural gas shortage that's caused prices to skyrocket in the last few years.
It's old school versus new school.
A contest between the traditional energy industries promoting coal, oil, and nuclear power
versus clean energy like solar and wind power.
In many cases, at the best wind sites, for example, wind energy is actually less expensive than the same amount of electricity generated from coal or natural gas.
In the last two decades, the price of renewable energy has declined about 80 to 90%. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
To leave the house in the morning, the terrorists or Democrats strike without warning. So to your backseat in bed, wear a bucket on your head. That's what I said. And to show your support for right-wing ideology, the raids on Iraq and the rape of the ecology, while the treasury's being bled, keep a bucket on your head.
21 past the hour, he said bucket there. You won't need any We'd like to welcome our newest affiliate. I think it's our newest affiliate, Detroit. Detroit, Michigan. Detroit's Talk Revolution 1310 WDTW. So all of you who have been listening to Air America today and just shocked, I tell you, to hear this sort of talk radio, stick around for another couple hours and you'll have your socks blown off. Everybody else on this network or whoever you listen to are gentle. I'm the insane one. I'm the one who goes crazy. That first email was from Sharon. This is from Simon. He has two quotes. First is from Mussolini. We've used this many times. Fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism because it is a merger of state and corporate power. That was Mussolini, I think, back in the 20s. Bush today said, America's vital interests and our deepest beliefs are now one. Oh, God, we're there. We're here. We finally got here, right? Here we are. 10 parties tonight. The overall cost of everything, including the money that the city of Washington, D.C. is going to have to pay, and all the security and the military and the parties and the fund of frivolity and the shrimp, about $60 million. And we have soldiers who don't have the proper armor. Oh, I'm sorry. The Bush gave them an inauguration ball last night. Was it last night? And a prayer breakfast yesterday? Huh? You think the prayers are going to protect them from their legs being blown off at the hip? You think the prayers will protect them from going berserk, which is what a war zone will do to you, I understand, and shooting dead a mom and dad with their four or five kids in the car, blood, teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over the interior of the Mercedes, huh? But never mind. All the people out there dying. Who was it I heard? A couple, in different contexts, a couple of Republicans who were asked about the bloated, blighted, filthy, degenerate excess of spending $60 million when... And a couple of these Republicans, whether they're members of Congress or just these pig corporate thugs who contribute all the money, and the response is, hey, you know, we're just having fun, you know. What? You must be a communist. 65 million dollars, the cost of these festivities. And Bush and Laura are going to be they have 10 balls now. What does that mean? Does anybody know what that means? 10 balls, the pomp and pageantry and the sucking down of huge amounts of dead meat and food and crap and, you know, going back to your hotel, next morning you get up and you're just all stove up and, you know, you have to take an enema or something, these Republicans. What is all this? In the meantime, we got people dying and children being blown to pieces and a war and more wars in the offing. Jesus God. $65 million. $60 million is what this is costing. That's the money that's flowing, okay? Only about $20 million of that is coming out of some public till, mostly Washington, D.C.'s. Franklin Roosevelt, on the inaugural 1945, spent, in today's dollars, about $20,000. $20,000 is what... This is from the Progress Report. Christy and Judd and Jonathan and Nicole and Mipe. $20,000 is about the cost of the yellow roses purchased for inaugural festivities at the Ritz-Carlton in D.C. Huh? 200, that's the number of Humvees outfitted with top-of-the-line armor for troops in Iraq that could have been purchased with the amount of money blown on this masturbatory fantasy that's going on in D.C. 200. Here's some numbers. $10,000, that's the price of an inaugural package at the Fairmont Hotel in D.C., which includes a beluga caviar and Dom Perignon reception, a chauffeured Rolls, two actors posing as fake Secret Service agents. Republicans are pigs. They're just, I don't know, what are they? You cut them open and green slime will ooze out. Or nothing. Maybe just air. Maybe if you cut them open, they just... $400. That's the number of pounds of lobster provided for the inaugural feeding frenzy at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in D.C. 3,000, that's the number of Laura Bush cowboy cookies provided for the inaugural feeding frenzy at that hotel. $1, that's the amount per guest that Carter spent on snacks for guests at his inaugural parties. To stick to a tight budget, he served pretzels, peanuts, crackers, and cheese, and had cash bars. Oh, no wonder the religious right hated you, Jimmy. No wonder the Christians hated you, even though you were a true Christian man. They hated you. $1? Peanuts? Crackers? All right, quick break. When we come back, a short hiatus in the program while I share with you what I've been asked to share with you, the new statement from Not In Our Name. Stay with us.
If you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to your beautiful Texas. Mm-hmm.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Cholesterol. We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733 or visit Colox.com at C-H-O-L-O-X.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs. So call 800-800-FREE and lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, guaranteed. Colox is not available in stores.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-308-4100. That's 1-800-308-4100. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
NBC Tonight. It's the premiere of the new Apprentice. But first, Joey gets a new assistant, and he's hot. For Joey's sister.
How you doing?
My God, why?
Then, the Apprentice is back with a twist. Book smarts versus street smarts. College degrees against the go-getters.
We're going down.
Then, an all-new ER. A doctor's crucial mistake leads to chaos. Joey, The Apprentice premiere and ER, all new NBC Tonight.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. We'll have an update from Iraq, and we'll blow the legs out from under some of your most fundamental beliefs about you as a rebel, consumer, and political being. If you're not too pissed off, we all might learn something. Plus, we'll have Rapture Watch. It's Jesus time on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
Nothing like having a few friends over for a cocktail or two.
All right. I was asked to do this, and I do it willingly. And with great contemplation. And after I finish reading this, we're going to come to your phone calls. This is from Not In Our Name, Statement of Conscience. As George W. Bush is inaugurated for the second term, let it not be said that people in the United States silently acquiesced in the face of this shameful coronation of war, greed, and intolerance. He does not speak for us. He does not represent us. He does not act in our name. No election, whether fair or fraudulent, can legitimize criminal wars on foreign countries, torture, the wholesale violation of human rights, and the end of science and reason. In our name, the Bush government justifies the invasion and occupation of Iraq on false pretenses, raining down destruction, horror, and misery, bringing death to more than 100,000 Iraqis. It sends our youth to destroy entire cities for the sake of so-called democratic elections while intimidating and disenfranchising thousands of African Americans and other voters at home. In our name, the Bush government holds in contempt international law and world opinion. It carries out torture and detentions without trial around the world and proposes new assaults on our rights of privacy, speech, and assembly at home. It strips the rights of Arabs, Muslims, and South Asians in the U.S., denies them legal counsel, stigmatizes and holds them without cause. Thousands have been deported. As new trial balloons are floated about invasions of Syria or Iran or North Korea, about leaving the United Nations, about new lifetime detention policies, we say not in our name. Not in our name will we allow further crimes to be committed against nations or individuals deemed to stand in the way of the goal of unquestioned world supremacy. Could we have imagined a few years ago that core principles such as the separation of church and state, due process, presumption of innocence, freedom of speech, and habeas corpus would be discarded so easily? Now anyone can be declared an enemy combatant without meaningful redress or independent review by a president who is concentrating power in the executive branch. His choice for attorney general is the legal architect of the torture that has been carried out in Guantanamo, Afghanistan, and Abu Ghraib. The Bush government seeks to impose a narrow, intolerant, and political form of Christian fundamentalism as government policy. No longer on the margins of power, this extremist movement aims to strip women of their reproductive rights, to stoke hatred of gays and lesbians, and to drive a wedge between spiritual experience and scientific truth. We will not surrender to extremists our right to think. AIDS is not a punishment from God. Global warming is a real danger. Evolution happened. All people must be free to find meaning and sustenance in whatever form of religious or spiritual belief they choose, but religion can never be compulsory. These extremists may claim to make their own reality, but we will not allow them to make ours. Millions of us worked, talked, marched, poll watched, contributed, voted, and did everything we could to defeat the Bush regime in the last election. This unprecedented effort brought forth new energy, organization, and commitment to struggle for justice. It would be a terrible mistake to let our failure to stop Bush in these ways lead to despair and inaction. On the contrary, this broad mobilization of people committed to a fairer, freer, more peaceful world must move forward. We cannot, we will not wait until 2008. The fight against the second Bush regime has to start now. The movement against the war in Vietnam never won a presidential election, but it blocked troop trains, closed induction centers, marched, spoke to people door to door, and it helped to stop a war. The civil rights movement never tied its star to a presidential candidate. It sat in Freedom Road, fought legal battles, filled jailhouses, and changed the face of a nation. We must change the political reality of this country by mobilizing the tens of millions who know in their heads and hearts that the Bush regime's reality is nothing but a nightmare for humanity. This will require creativity, mass action, individual moments of courage. We must come together whenever we can, and we must act alone whenever we have to. We draw inspiration from the soldiers who have refused to fight in this immoral war. We applaud the librarians who have refused to turn over lists of our reading. The high school students who have demanded to be taught evolution, those who brought to light torture by the U.S. military, and the massive protests that voiced international opposition to the war on Iraq. We affirm ordinary people undertaking extraordinary acts. We pledge to create community to back courageous acts of resistance. We stand with the people throughout the world who fight every day for the right to create their own future. It is our responsibility to stop the Bush regime from carrying out this disastrous course. We believe history will judge us sharply should we fail to act decisively. The original Not in Our Name Statement of Conscience, which was written in 2002, was signed by over 66,000 people. And this is the new one. You can read this, notinourname.net. So if you believe that you don't have the energy to fight, rethink. And I'm not talking about sending a $20 check to the Democratic Party. You know that I don't even want to get into that. You know what has to be done. Now, what I was watching something on, I think, UCTV today, a perspective, a history, a bio of Saul Alinsky. I guess most of you know who Saul Alinsky was, great organizer for just about any cause. And Alinsky was making the same points years ago, back in the 60s, the 70s, the 50s, that some of our callers were making last night. I'm thinking about Gary, who called in from Venice. The points Alinsky made concerted organizing, to not sit back on one's butt and or even except in circumstances that require it. Don't get involved in wasted energy at a protest. I am not suggesting. This is the part where I kind of tend to disagree with the people who say that protest is a waste of time. I think there has to be massive presence in the streets on certain occasions. It's only when we work with the authorities to work out the parameters of that protest that it becomes just an act of whoredom, which is not to cast aspersions on the people that go. And, I've done it. But you understand what I'm saying. Please don't email me about that, all right? All right? You understand what I'm saying. But the major points that Saul Alinsky used to make when he worked in the South Bronx, which was it looked like South Vietnam, empowering people by explaining to people how to empower themselves through organization, constant organization, constant pressure. One of the points made in the documentary, when Kodak was refusing to hire what back in that day were called Negroes, and Alinsky came up with the plan for people to buy shares of Kodak stock. Yeah. For people to be given proxy power at the next Kodak stockholders meeting. And they did. And one came up shortly after Alinsky came up with the idea, and they showed up. And it was amazing. All of a sudden, since they had proxy power, since they were able to vote, they had to be heard. So if you don't know Saul Alinsky, look it up. But this is what has to be done now, and you know it as well as I do. There has to be organization, organizing around the beliefs of freedom and nonviolence, anti-war, pro-civil justice, pro-human rights. Sending a check for $25 or $20 to the Democratic Party, you might as well use your check as bathroom tissue. It will do nothing, absolutely nothing. But your energy and your organizational skills and your ability to affect change is still there. This farce that occurred today and the bigger farce that occurred on November 2nd does not in any way take away from you your power. Only you can do that. You know that. I'm not here to lecture. You know this stuff better than I do. On foreign soil, not by our mouths, will we let fear silence us? Not by our hearts, will we allow all peoples, all countries, to be deemed evil? Not by our will and not in our name.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames, This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural liquid sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with liquid sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And liquid sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try liquid sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
A few more numbers here from the progress report from the folks over there. Numbers. 22 million, that's the number of children in regions devastated by the tsunami who could have received vaccinations and preventive health care with the amount of money spent on Bush's masturbatory fantasy tonight. 22 million kids. 1,160,000. That's the number of girls who could have been sent to school for a year in Afghanistan with the amount of money spent on Bush's masturbatory fantasy tonight. $15,000. That's the down payment to rent a fur coat for those attendees who didn't want the hassle of schlepping her own through the airport in order to go to the parties tonight. 2,500. The number of U.S. troops used to stand guard as Bush takes his oath of office. 26,000. That's the number of Kevlar vests for U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan that could have been purchased for $40 million. For the same amount, every American soldier serving in Iraq could have gotten a bonus of $300. And it goes on and on and on. Matt is calling from San Francisco. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm speaking to you. So I am a right-wing teenager, and I've just been seeing a lot of the protesting and all that that's been going on here in San Francisco, and I think that a lot of protesters are coming out with the general consensus that the world hates Bush in general. I believe that the world also hates America, that they hate us, and we're who they attacked us on September 11th. They didn't attack Bush.
No. Wait a second. Who? When you say they attacked us, there were 15 people.
I'm talking about
15 people. Nine of whom, or 11 of whom, came from Saudi Arabia that attacked this country. That's the only attack on this country since December 7th, 1941.
I know that, and that's what I'm addressing.
Well, what are you saying? They attacked this country, the rest of the world. Who? We attacked Afghanistan, and hold on, son. We attacked Afghanistan, and we attacked Iraq without provocation.
Okay, the thing about Iraq, this is just what I want to say about Iraq. Did you know that France and Germany were making backdoor trades?
Oh, Matt, please stop. You sound like a little parrot that's absorbed too much from Free Republic or one of these Newsmax websites. Look, you're going to have to clear your mind or you're going to die a painful, horrible, intellectual death. I'm amazed that somebody, you sound like you're about 13. It's astonishing to me that someone your age, Matt, could be this corrupted this early in your life. Please, young man, get a grip. Get a grip. You're going to rot from the inside. You know, there's nothing worse than gangrene of the soul, and you're on your way to it. You're spouting lies, Matt.
Okay. This is what I want to say.
I'll give you a break. Here's your break. Adios. There's your break. Goodbye, son. Goodbye. Goodbye. You want a break? You got it. Jesus, God in heaven. Talk about Hitler Youth. Matt, you're going to rot, I'm telling you. You've got your whole life in front of you. You can become some hard-ass right-winger when you're 60. Don't do it now, or you're doomed. Tonight's just not the night for me to debate Nazi youth. I can't do it. Jeez. It's astounding. It's astounding. Give me a child till he's 8, and I'll give you a Nazi for life. What is up with that? Glenn is calling from Long Island. Glenn, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, sir.
I'm driving home from Washington, D.C.
Yeah?
Where earlier today I was at 14th and Pennsylvania holding up my sign that said, what's next, Kevorkian, a Surgeon General? and a really great spontaneous event happened.
Yeah, what?
The parade got off late, so the announcer was trying to kill time, and he said, well, while we're waiting, let's play some presidential trivia. And the first question is, what president never won an election as president or vice president? And the entire crowd yelled out, George Bush.
Right, right.
It was great.
Well,
I don't think he was quite ready for that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. What else happened today? I'll tell you what. Can you hold on?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Glenn, let me put you on hold. We'll come back because I want to hear what else you saw today. So if you'll stick around for just a couple of minutes, we'll come right back to Glenn. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
George Bush has not lost his flair for irony. The president who sponsored the liberty-throttling Patriot Act peppered his second inaugural address with references to the healing power of freedom. He even announced that the United States does not want to impose its will on other countries. Tell that to occupied Iraq. Then the president, who has presided over a dramatic reopening of the gap between rich and poor, announced that one of the priorities in his second term will be ending inequality. But the greatest irony came when Bush told global dissidents that when you stand up to protest, America will stand with you. At the same time, just a few hundred feet away, peaceful anti-war protesters were being removed from the president's line of sight. Apparently, George Bush meant America will stand with dissidents as long as they aren't Americans. For more on the ironies of George Bush, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the cheapest they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Justice hurried is justice denied. A judge in Washington State has refused to speed up or delay a decision in the disputed election for governor. Justice delayed may be justice denied, says a county judge in Washington State, but he says justice hurried is also justice denied. Judge John Bridges denied a Republican request to speed up a ruling on the party's request for a new election. The court action comes 8 days after Democrat Christine Gregoire was sworn in as governor. A hand recount gave her the victory by 129 votes. Bridges also today denied a Democratic request to delay the case until it is determined whether a revote would be allowed under the state constitution. An appeal is expected in this revote case in Washington State, whichever side wins. An Indiana court, the latest to rule against gay marriages. Today, the State Court of Appeals let stand a state law that prohibits Indiana from recognizing same-sex marriages. That includes those that take place in states where such unions are legal. The court says the gay couples who sued the state did not establish they had a core value right to marry. The Indiana Civil Liberties Union filed the lawsuit on their behalf. No decision yet on whether to appeal. The ruling comes a day after court rulings in other states. Yesterday, Louisiana Supreme Court reinstated an anti-gay marriage constitutional amendment, and a judge in Florida dismissed a lawsuit by two women who wanted their Massachusetts marriage recognized in Florida. The opposition leader in the Ukraine, set to become the next president, says he'll visit Russia the day after he's sworn in. The country's parliament voted earlier today to inaugurate Viktor Yushchenko on Sunday. A spokeswoman says he'll visit Moscow on Monday. The trip is seen as an attempt to strengthen ties strained during the prolonged election process. The Kremlin had backed his opponent, Viktor Yanukovych, while Yushchenko ran on a platform to further integrate Ukraine with Western Europe. Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin offered Yushchenko his, quote, congratulations and warmest wishes. Another honor for Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. The Directors Guild of America has now nominated Moore for directing the documentary. The winners will be announced on January 29th. A bodyguard whose clients included filmmaker Michael Moore has been arrested on a gun charge. Patrick Burke arrested at Kennedy Airport last night for allegedly carrying an unlicensed pistol. He works for a California-based security firm. He told a United Airlines ticket agent he wanted to carry the gun unloaded in his luggage. Michael Moore, who also made the Academy Award-winning anti-gun documentary Bowling for Columbine, has been protected by Burke, but he is not the filmmaker's personal bodyguard. And Rush Limbaugh today asked Florida's high court to keep prosecutors away from his medical records. Lower courts have sided with prosecutors, but Limbaugh says the seizure of medical records violates his privacy.
NBC Tonight, it's the premiere of the new Apprentice. But first, Joey gets a new assistant, and he's hot. For Joey's sister.
How you doing?
Why, God, why?
Then, the apprentice is back with a twist. Book smarts versus street smarts. College degrees against the go-getters.
They're going down.
Then, an all-new ER. A doctor's crucial mistake leads to chaos. Joey, the apprentice premiere and ER. All new NBC Tonight.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. How do you tell if an air purifier is worth what you paid for it? Well, place a balloon over it. If the balloon flies up in the air, like it does with an Oreck air purifier, that's pure fresh air pushing it. But if it falls to the floor, there's virtually no air movement. Try my Oreck air purifier free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Remember, if the balloon doesn't fly, I wouldn't buy.
If your debt is out of control and you're buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Marty Kaplan.
The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news on Air America Radio?
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. We're coming right back to Glenn here in a second. An email from William in Sacramento reminds me that if you're interested in that pledge of resistance from Not In Our Name, it's notinourname.net. Notinourname.org is a site dedicated to stopping Israeli occupation and attacks on the Palestinian people. Either site, take your pick, But just so there's no confusion, if you want to sign the Pledge of Resistance, go to notinourname.net. If you want information on the Israeli occupation and the Palestinian crimes against the Palestinians, go to notinourname.org. Okay? Two different sites. Now, back to Glenn in Long Island. All right, Glenn, some other experiences. You're on your drive home now from D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What
and
else
hopefully I won't lose you because I'm in a kind of getting pretty far out there. But I think one of the most significant things that I saw was, you know, they talked about getting tickets to bleacher seats.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, and that was for Bush supporters. You could buy a ticket. They put bleachers anywhere they could possibly fit them along.
Uh-oh. I think we just lost Glenn.
Only had places where they couldn't possibly fit a bleacher.
Okay.
Now, the problem with that is I would, you know, a few of the bleachers in prime spots were had people in them, and some had, you know, varying amounts. But I think the average total occupancy was only about 15%.
Of the bleachers?
Yeah, so there were a whole bunch of them that were practically empty. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, the general public was not allowed to
right.
use that space at all. So it limited the frontage on the parade route.
What was your sense about the ratio of supporters to protesters of this criminal administration?
I think today protesters definitely outnumbered supporters.
Really? You know, yeah. you're the second person I've heard that from, and I it's amazing because what I saw when Too Stupid to Be President gave his speech was that sea of people sitting there listening in front of him, and the only video I saw from the parade route was whatever was run by the networks this evening, and I got the impression from watching the video, and this is the impression I guess they wanted me to get, that there were no protesters in immediately around the parade. I did see Cheney's limo was hit with a snowball, and that caused everybody's sphincter to tighten up. But you're really saying that there were more protesters than there were supporters?
Well, part of the game plan now, by lining the parade route with as many bleachers as possible, they were telling the protesters that if you couldn't fit on the small amount of frontage that they provided, you could protest behind the bleachers, and then the cameras would not see you.
Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? What about I've seen a couple of photographs now that are making their way around independent news services and the web of what appears to be spray coming from a water cannon, and actually it's pepper spray coming from an alien monster all dressed in black who is spraying people on the ground. Did you see or have any experiences with that sort of cop violence?
I saw several of those alien monsters, but they were all quite well-behaved, the ones that I encountered.
Mm-hmm.
They were, the police were shoulder to shoulder for the entire parade route. There was not a gap in the military wall there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I did see that on television, and even though I'm sure some of the producers in the network studios were trying to control what their cameras were seeing. It's still a lot of it got through, and I'll tell you, it was scary. I've gotten a few emails tonight from people suggesting that we all go to our independent film store and rent Leni Riefenstahl's movie Triumph of the Will. That the similarities between Bush's coronation today and Hitler's Nuremberg rally in, what was that, 37, 38, 39, that there are some similarities. But yeah, I saw the video. I've never seen such a police presence. And this is a democracy? This is a free country. Oh, yes, indeed.
We were chased from a couple of spots. There was actually one... a grass berm, you know, the grassy knoll, as it were.
Uh-huh.
That was a great vantage point to watch the parade. And, you know, they could not fit a bleacher there because it was on uneven ground, and they chased everybody out and, you know, limited us to a sidewalk's width of space.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
trying to really steer the crowd as much as possible.
What prompted you to go today?
Just to make a little bit of a statement. I mean, I've put up a lot of information on the web, and I've talked to a lot of people personally, and I've done, you know, many things, and a personal statement was kind of nice.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you went. Glenn, drive safe on the way home, okay?
Okay, I'm almost there.
All right, sir. Take care, and thanks for calling. Thanks, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the call.
You betcha. Everybody switch to MSNBC right now. Our girl Janine Garofalo is on there. I think Sam Cedar is there too. Bring some of that up. Let's bring up the audio.
Even ignoring focus groups, ignoring his constituency. Well, that's basically taxation without representation. So if this is a democracy, what are we bragging about that he ignores the will of the people? And he doesn't have a mandate, by the way. That's also just more propaganda perpetuated. Like when you say Michael Moore's Blame America First cry, why do you say divisive things like that? It's not a Blame America First to examine your government.
Actually, I was just joking because I had accused Pat Buchanan of being Susan Sontag. And in the break,
so that's a compliment. Susan Sontag is a great person.
Janine, let me finish my joke. And then Pat said in the break, he said, people in Scarborough country don't know who Susan Sontag is. You better talk about Michael Moore. It all comes up, Buchanan. You better say Michael Moore's Blame America First crowd. And so that's why I said it. I apologize. I wasn't trying to be divisive. Mm-hmm. Just a little inside chuckle.
Whoa. You go, Janine. Make this little rat killer apologize. There's Sam. Bring it up again. I want to hear what Sam Cedar has to say, who Janine's co-host.
A lot of self-proclaimed liberals and also libertarians who say, well, you know, this is also the same administration that brought us the Patriot Act. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's the administration that has no real regard for people's freedom. And this is the same administration who told us we better watch what we say as to whether or not, following 9/11. I mean, honestly, you know, it was President Adams who I think said America should not be going out into these foreign wars to export freedoms. We should be a beacon and a light and an example, but we shouldn't be getting involved in these type of wars. It just doesn't work that way. And I think, you know, the Iraq debacle has shown that. I mean, I don't know if it's still considered a catastrophic success, but I think it can be considered a catastrophe.
All right. Sam Cedar and Janine. Go kick ass. They're taking on Pat Buchanan and Joe Scarborough. It also got an email from Clint who says that on C-SPAN 2, if you have that on your system, C-SPAN 2 is showing the protesters from today. So there you go. I mean, it's the only radio program I've ever heard of that tells its listeners to go watch TV. But I'm very proud of what Janine and Sam do. Everybody on this network, for that matter. But Janine and Sam and Randy, you know, it's like kick ass and take names. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you again. Thanks
my
for
pleasure.
Taking my call.
Sure.
I attended a protest in Lansing, Michigan, our state capital today.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cold, so not very many people showed up, but I was really proud of the few who did.
Mm-hmm.
There's too few of us.
Oh, sure. Was it in a highly visible area? Did you get any local TV news channel coverage or anything?
We got some media coverage. A few newspaper reporters came out, I saw a couple of TV cameras.
Uh-huh. Anybody give you the finger?
No, not really. We got a lot of traffic honking at us and giving us thumbs up and peace signs.
Well, that's encouraging. That's encouraging. Will, thanks for checking in, pal, and take care. Yeah, if he went out protesting in Lansing, Michigan today, what was the temperature up there, the wind chill? Like, really cold. Stick around. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mad cowboy disease, we put them all in packs and throw away the key.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-298-3028. 800-298-3028. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today. 800-298-3028. 800-298-3028. That's 800-298-3028.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2/28/05. Call now.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. And again, welcome to our newest affiliate in Detroit. Detroit's Talk Revolution, it's called 1310 on the dial, WDTW. So if you live in the Detroit area and been listening on the internet, you can now, I hope, listen on your electric radio. LaShonda, who's talked on this program several times, lives in Austin, Texas, sent me this email. Mike, I called the show tonight, forgot to charge my phone, and it died as I was on hold. Well, you win a few, you lose a few, LaShonda. She says, today I went to the protest here in Austin. After watching the coronation festivities, I became angry and just wanted to be around others who felt my rage and depression. The Austin police ended the protest 30 minutes early, even though the event was billed as 2 hours. It felt really eerie seeing all those cops, almost like a scene out of some awful Bruce Willis movie. I wanted to comment on Bush's speech today. Who writes this crap, and how can people be so gullible as to believe this mess? He said the U.S. efforts have lit, quote, a fire in the minds of men. It warms them, those who feel better. It burns those who fight its progress. And one day, this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of the world, unquote. What the hell does this mean? Please decipher, LaShonda. It means he's a pyromaniac. That's all I can think of. He likes to burn stuff up. I don't know, LaShonda. The man is crazy. His speechwriter is crazy. The other day he was talking about stuff coming from beyond the stars. He's an insane man. He's a warmonger. He's a mass killer. You live in Austin. You know how many people he had iced when he was governor? He and his buddy, his Tejano, Alberto Gonzalez, how many people they just threw into the pit? Whether they were guilty or innocent didn't matter. He's a killer, LaShonda. You know he is. Steve is calling from Northern California. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
What a privilege to be in your show.
Glad you called.
Okay. Well, I am no supporter of George Bush or the PNAC posse. But I do aspire to the truth. Now, I would like you to seriously consider what I have to say here.
Okay.
In the several months between the time Saddam knew we were coming and the time we actually came, U.S. reconnaissance assets observed 3 convoys of vehicles going from Iraq to Syria. And I'm just wondering if maybe the WMDs were on those convoys, and that's actually where they ended up.
Well, how big were the convoys? Let's pretend that this is a real report. How big were the convoys?
Well, I heard this on the mainstream media, on ABC News and other sources. They did not specify, but I would just assume a convoy would be a minimum of 10 vehicles. And
okay, let me ask you
20 or 30.
Let me ask you 2 questions.
Sure.
First, if the mainstream media reported this, that means surely that defense department under Rumsfeld, with all the secret little killers and agents and satellites and spy organizations, that they would have known about it long before Peter Jennings or whomever,
right,
and they would have attacked that convoy no matter what was in it and turned it into jelly. And the second thing is, given the description, let me finish. Given the description put out there by Condoleezza Rice and Cheney and Bush and every one of these sick people prior to the attack on this defenseless country, according to all their testimony, all their speeches, the weapons of mass destruction program in Iraq was massive and included a nuclear program that was 15 minutes away from being able to make a nuclear bomb. Now, you don't move that stuff in a truck convoy, ever.
Well, Mike, I certainly don't believe, and I don't know of hardly anyone who does, that they have nuclear capability, but they could well have had biological and chemical capability, and they could.
Yeah, and if you clap long enough, you'll bring Tinkerbell back to life, too.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
How far do you want to go with this, huh?
Well, I'm just saying that it's possible and even plausible that in fact did occur.
No, I disagree. I disagree so vehemently.
I mean, I don't know that it's true, but it could be, as far as I know.
Well, It could also be true that we folks still dance around in the heather in Ireland. So come on, give me a break here, Steve. For Christ's sake, give me a break, okay? Why are you calling me with this kind of nonsense? Everybody and their mother has been to Iraq and scoured and searched and looked. We had sanctions against them for 12 years. We bombed them steadily for 12 years.
Well,
we attacked, we killed, we murdered, we isolated, we eliminated. The weapons inspectors destroyed huge stockpiles. please stop it, okay? Go have a drink. No, no, I don't want to hear any more from you tonight. Go have a drink. Take it easy, Steve. Have a nice drink. Smoke a doobie. Kick back. Whatever you do in Northern California. And chill. Where does that come from? Where you know, even the people who do for Bush what Monica did for Bill said that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Do you think the Bush insiders would not be screaming about the convoys to Iraq if it had happened? Come on, you guys. I don't care if you're a 16-year-old or like this last caller. Don't do that, because that tends to make me want to call you.
Tell me.
Who hit crazy? The WMD and Saddam Hussein Palace? Nobody found it. That's because it came from...
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Unfiltered.
Friday on Unfiltered. Ouais, Monsieur D. Monsieur Chuck. L'ennemi de la République. C'est vrai. No. Oui. Enough of this. Chuck's in France. Plus, sex columnist Dan Savage comes by to talk about sex in a post-Kinsey world. It's freaky. And it's Friday, so it's the party machine. La Máquina de la Fiesta. Unfiltered. Serving the reality-based community since April.
On Air America Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
You knocked me out off of my feet.
From Lawrence in New York City. My wife works in a law firm here in the city. Her company today said that they were giving the workers 2 hours off so they could go into a conference room and have pizza to celebrate and watch the Bush inauguration. She was the only one in her firm who didn't go. When one of the partners asked why she didn't attend, she said that she was never that hungry in her entire life. This is from Bruce in Newburgh, Oregon. Mike, I watched a very telling segment of the inaugural parade on CBS. As the cameras were scanning the crowd and cutting back to the reporter on the street, it became very evident that she didn't have a monitor and didn't know that she was contradicting everything the camera was showing. It also became obvious that she was speaking rehearsed lines that spoke favorably of the poser-in-chief. As I was seeing thousands of protesters with excellent anti-Bush signs over several blocks, a reporter droned out irrelevant script about how few protesters there were. After her directors had switched to more informed angles, which included the huffing and puffing of Secret Service men as they went double time to the protester section, the blonde reporter, who shall remain nameless out of my lack of respect, the blonde reporter had found a devout Bushite to interview as the poser's procession passed. During the exchange, the devotee was asked what she liked about Bush. Included in the list was that, quote, he was summoned by God, end quote. Yeah, that's an ongoing theme with these people. It really is, Bruce. It really is. Jim is calling from Connecticut. Jim, welcome to the program.
Well, I'd just like to say thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Sure.
I'm very new to your show. I was actually talking to a friend of mine who turned me on to Air America,
Uh-huh.
And to tell you the truth, I can't listen to y'all your broadcast all day long because I would just get sick and probably have to have my heart removed. You know, it's just unbelievable what's going on in this country. But Reverend George Bush is he's quite the saint, this guy, huh? He spends $60 million that he the only thing that would deem him as being a saint is to take that money and give it to these poor people who are suffering from the tsunami.
Well, how about just providing our soldiers with the means to protect themselves in urban warfare, which is the sort of warfare that is one is least able to protect oneself against using standard military tactics. But no, these people had rather spend their $60 million on shrimp and lobster and watching Bush and his wife dance than provide cover for our soldiers. It's so typical of them.
But you got to also let the people out there know that if they went to indiemedia.org, you can get a list of all these wonderful corporations out there that are supporting this grand old party for our Reverend George Bush out there.
Yeah, we have a list at MikeMalloy.com, too. You don't have to go very far.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Yeah, just check, click MikeMalloy.com. But, yeah, Indie Media, sure, yeah.
And I'd also like to add the old adage that money talks, and the Dow Industrials were down 68 points, and NASDAQ was down 27. Investors are not fooled by this guy. They have no confidence in our country at this point.
Well, if whatever confidence is left, I think is going to erode fairly rapidly. We can't expect the rest of the world to continue to buy our paper when our paper is starting to become more and more worthless and our dollar is losing value. In addition to the fact that... where was I going with the thought? Jesus, I feel like Cy Hirsch. I completely lost my train of thought. Oh, never mind.
You were talking about how our dollar's diminishing to nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Which is totally understandable. And I just like to leave off on a proud message of being in one of the blue states of Connecticut. And proud of that, because at least up here up north, I guess, I don't know, something to do with the cold weather or something. It gives people a sense of reality, you know, at least all of the people that I talk to anyways.
Right.
You know, it's just unbelievable what's going on here. And really, I mean, other than the fact that I don't know how they get elected, you know, I don't know how they stay in office. I don't know how they stay in power. It's just.
Well, now they do it by cheating, by rigging the system. It's very simple, by deliberately suppressing the vote. In areas that they consider, they display their racism. They just figure out that precincts or districts that are heavily African American are going to vote Democratic. So they do everything they can to suppress the vote. And then, when these voting machines are installed, they are programmed to decisively. Not noticeably, but decisively swing the vote to the Republican candidate. I will never, ever, 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 ever believe that George W. Bush was reelected. They can send me to Abu Ghraib, and I will not believe it for a very simple reason that a country like the United States does not vote for more war, more death, more destruction, more economic chaos, more lost jobs, more hell. We just don't. We may be an uneducated nation of slobs and degenerates, but we don't continue to vote against our own self-interest. We had 4 years to see how this man destroyed everything that was handed off to him. And so it's you know, Americans don't do that. This guy stole the election, and he was appointed the first time.
Well, very, very interesting that you'd make that point, because my sister-in-law, she lives down in Florida, and for some crazy reason, she's lived down there for 10 years, and she goes in to vote. She's a registered Democrat down there.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in to vote, and for some reason, her name's not on the list. You know,
right.
Well, for whatever reason, she doesn't understand the reason, because she voted in the last election. So she said, well, you can leave a ballot, because she gave her driver's license and whatnot. You can leave a ballot, but we're going to put it over there. And she pointed to this huge dumpster full of these tickets of people signing their ballots to.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, how's anybody going to tally that? Well, that won't actually get tallied unless somebody challenges the vote and there's a recount.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Absolutely. It just doesn't stop, does it? Jim, I'm glad you found the network. Listen as much as you can, but understand what you're saying.
You know, it's hard to listen all day, but your show in particular, because I get a lot of work done at this time of night,
right.
And I just felt compelled to call you, Mike, because you're out there fighting the fight, and I appreciate that.
Are you listening on the radio or the Internet?
The Internet.
Internet, yeah. Okay. All right, thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening.
You.
Sarah is calling from Indiana. Sarah, welcome
Hello
to the
there.
Program. Hi.
Hello. I emailed you a while ago about my little pep story about what I did here. I'm going to, my alma mater, the College Republicans of my alma mater at Indiana State University. I decided to go to do my own version of civil disobedience, if you will. So I went and was going to, I was distributing literature for, I'm trying to form a local chapter of the Green Party, if you will, here. And I went up to where the College Republicans were showing the coronation.
Uh-huh.
How many people were there besides myself?
One.
Two.
Oh, two.
Two. One was a reporter for the local newspaper. The other one was the treasurer for the College Republicans.
Right.
And this was at the time that George W. Bush was being inaugurated.
Right.
And it was like, and he was interviewing him about the quote-unquote liberal bias of college. And I was like, I'm not going to get into this argument. Come on, you have one person watching the inauguration. That does not look good. And the reporter, I didn't catch her name, said that there was a cameraman coming to take pictures, and she was hoping that there was going to be more people to come to it because it didn't look good.
Right, right. You go to Indiana U, right?
No, Indiana State University.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm
That's
sorry.
Terre Haute.
In Indiana State. Well, keep the fight going, all right, Sarah?
Trust me, I'm trying my best.
You're the one who's organizing a Green Party.
A local chapter, a county chapter. I graduated there back in 98.
Well, good for you. Stay in touch. Let us know how it goes, okay?
I will let you know.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care, sir.
All right.
Priscilla is calling from Montana. Priscilla, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Here I am in the wilds of Montana.
Yes, you are.
No kidding. Well, you know, I'm a Canadian citizen, English born, and I'm living in Montana because I'm married to a wonderful man who lives here.
Uh-huh.
And I have a daughter in Vancouver who's very politically active and a rabid Canadian nationalist who simply cannot imagine why Americans reelected this dickhead.
Can you hold on a second? Hold on a second.
Oh,
we've got
a bad word?
Yeah, we got to take a break here, Priscilla.
Oh,
we'll be
sorry.
Back in a second, okay?
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's probably. But hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and chat after the break. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
In the Mideast, the oily Mideast, I'm going to pick a fight.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep.
Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-464-0707. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of Tempur material, call 1-800-464-0707. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-464-0707. That's 1-800-464-0707.
Planet check.
Will Congress take the bait? Union of Concerned Scientists Clean Energy Director Alan Novy explains.
There is a major debate in Congress about the future of American energy policy, focusing on the natural gas shortage that's caused prices to skyrocket in the last few years.
It's old school versus new school.
A contest between the traditional energy industries promoting coal, oil, and nuclear power
versus clean energy like solar and wind power.
In many cases, at the best wind sites, for example, wind energy is actually less expensive than the same amount of electricity generated from coal or natural gas.
In the last two decades, the price of renewable energy has declined about 80 to 90%. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
If you're losing your hair and you're not sure what to do, listen carefully. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
When it comes to hair regrowth, there is one name that you can trust, Avacor. Thousands of men and women have successfully stopped hair loss and regrown new hair with Avacor's formulation, and you can too. Today's Avacor gives you twice the benefit. Avacor's boost formula gives you visibly thicker hair instantly, while the physician's topical formula goes to work on balding areas. It's FDA approved to stop hair loss and regrow new hair in men and women, sometimes in as little as 2 months. So use the product that you can trust, Avacor.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. That's 800-341-6637.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Kent is calling from what? Norway. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry it took so long. I didn't look at the screen and see the calls coming from Norway. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's about what Steve called about the convoy.
Uh-huh.
And all that. Because I have it's actually a general comment, and I can't remember hearing anyone say this, but after over a decade with weapons inspectors, and now this huge army in Iraq, in every country, everywhere, you will always find people willing to sell out other people.
Right.
So isn't it just reasonable that after all this time, some Iraqi who would have showed up and said, you know, give me $50,000 and I'll show you where the weapons of mass destruction are.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me,
you know, it's almost like proof to me.
Right, right.
You know, thousands of Iraqis would have known.
Well, yeah, and plus, I got an email from one of our listeners in Boston, Karen, and the BostonChannel.com had already published an article about the U.S. finding no evidence of weapons being moved from Iraq. But, you know, this is the United States, Kent. It doesn't make any difference what proof is presented. I think 40% of the American public, the last figure I saw, still believes that there are or were weapons of mass destruction, and maybe 60% still believe there were these WMDs in Iraq. So it doesn't make any difference. The United States is populated by 290 million people, of whom the vast majority are the most politically ignorant ever to exist.
Yeah, you know what I think the problem is? I think it's extreme naivety, because I do think that most Americans honestly want to be good. But it appears to me that you're raised to believe that the USA is the best, per definition.
Oh, there's no doubt. Plus
it's
the fact
like brainwashing,
that,
you know?
Sure. Plus the fact that in this country we do not have an independent media willing to inform the American public of those issues that the American public needs to know about in order to successfully govern ourselves.
Yeah.
So we have a corrupted media, we have a Republican Party that is run by religious bandits, and we have a Democratic Party that is run by spineless individuals who have no concept of freedom or resistance. So it leaves us in a hell of a spot where we're going to be, probably, Kent, for the next 10, 15 years until we can organize ourselves out of this. And that is if Bush doesn't pull a couple of triggers and send nuclear weapons wherever he decides to send them. Hell, Norway might be considered part of the axis of evil next.
Yeah. Hey, before I go, could I say a general thing about anti-Americanism?
Sure, go ahead.
Especially to your listeners who may think that we've always been anti-America. The thing is, we grow up playing cowboys and Indians and watching your movies and listening to your music, and there has always been this aura about the USA. And I would say that in general, we've disliked other European countries and liked the USA more.
Mm-hmm.
So when Europe now seems to be generally disgusted and angry, you know, I think Americans should be asking themselves why.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. And I think a lot of Americans have asked that question.
Yep.
And a lot, you know, it's very sad, but please, I hope people in other parts of the world understand that 49%, as far as we know, of the American public did not of the votes cast were not for Bush.
Yep.
And I'm sure that number would be higher had the election not been, in my opinion, just blatantly stolen or subtly stolen.
Yeah.
So our leadership is now our neoconservative warmongering killers. And I hope that the European Union and the Chinese and the Japanese can somehow provide a countervailing force against the Bush crime family for the next 4 years. I'm not talking about military. I'm talking about just pressure, whether it's financial or trade policy or whatever, to keep these killers at bay until we, the American public, figure out a way to get rid of them legally and peacefully.
Yep, you're a wise man.
Well, thanks, Kent. I appreciate your call. I'm very impressed that you call from Norway. What radio station? No, I'm just kidding. You're listening on the Internet, right?
iTunes. Yeah.
Just kidding. Kent, thank you. You have a nice morning.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Take care, Mike.
All right. That and he has to pay for his own call, right, Kathy? Yeah, I think so. Maceo is calling from Arizona, over-the-road trucker, right, Maceo?
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing. How about you?
All right. Hey, man, you know, you're all right in my book, man. You're good to go. Hey, I was, got two little comments real quick. Basically, two callers that came by in the past.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, first one was, like, about these convoys going to Syria.
Yeah.
What a joke. I mean, like, if you've got convoys going to Syria that are, like, unfindable, I mean, they can't be found anywhere, why didn't he jump on there? Because he wanted to go to the joint? He wanted to get executed? Why didn't he just get on one of the trucks and, like, and be free right now?
Yeah.
That's serious, ridiculous. But the other one was basically more important. It's about that younger guy that called up. See, I used to be in the Marines for, like, 11 years. You know, I did the Gulf War and Somalia and Guantanamo Bay and Cuban and Haitian refugees. Thing was, like, 1995 when we did that. But my thing was, when that kid gets drafted, which he will get drafted, you know, and he's out there in the middle of a shooting war, you know, filling up sandbags, manning fight holes and promoter rounds and incoming rounds. One thing he won't see in that combat zone is Hannity, O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, Humphreys, and all those guys, you know.
Maceo, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I hope that kid is still listening. Listen, pal, we got a break. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Talk to you again, okay?
Yeah, because that's basically where he got all his information that he was going to try and get to you.
I know. It's crazy stuff. Maceo, I got to leave it there. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Drive safely. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. It's called Debtscape. A Debtscape certified credit counselor can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates, and they can consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-330-3535. That's 1-800-330-3535.
Something new is happening every minute of every day to impact your business, your investments, your opportunities to enrich your life. Forbes.com is here to help. You'll find over 1,500 stories a day on business, technology, the latest market updates, personal investment advice, the world's best in travel, cars and wines, and the famed Forbes lists. Manage your portfolio and track the latest news on companies and the executives who run them with our exclusive tracker tools and alerts. Get the up-to-the-minute information and tools you need to succeed. Visit Forbes.com today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Crowds went wild as the President and Laura Bush walked down the parade route after the President took office on Thursday, officially kicking off his second term. In his inaugural speech, Bush pledged to unite America.
We have known divisions which must be healed to move forward in great purposes, and I will strive in good faith to heal them.
And Bush says he is committed to stopping tyrannical regimes.
It is the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation and culture, with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world.
While most of the people gathered in Washington cheered the president, others let their displeasure be known. A large number of protesters lined the inaugural parade route, holding protest signs and chanting against the president as his limo passed by.
Chris Fantozzi of Philadelphia says Bush and the Iraq War have made America hated in the rest of the world.
We're inheriting a future after this presidency that is much more dangerous and less secure.
Elizabeth Hogan of Washington, D.C. says Bush is leading the country astray.
I'm here because I fear for the future of our country. I fear for the future of democracy. I feel we don't live in a democracy anymore.
But Chris Monluce of Herndon, Virginia, says Bush is an effective leader.
I think he's a strong leader, and I think that he's not intimidated by the world. He stands up for what he believes in, and he fights for it.
And Shannon McDaniel of Lexington, Kentucky, says Bush has improved the country.
He's a straightforward guy, and he stands behind what he believes in.
Elections in Iraq are a little over a week away. CENTCOM Deputy Commander Lieutenant General Lance Smith, who's in charge of the military preparations, says they'll proceed as scheduled.
Security in 14 of the 18 provinces that are out there is good enough that we could have elections today if we wanted to have them today.
Smith says they are concerned about security in Baghdad and Mosul, but additional troops have been moved to that area. Delta Airlines has announced a fourth quarter loss of $2.2 billion. The nation's third largest carrier has been fighting to stay out of bankruptcy court, and CEO Gerald Grinstein calls the report disappointing. He says the airline continues to restructure to become more efficient.
Included in these initiatives were the expansion of SimpliFares, the streamlining of SkyMiles, and the addition of time-saving technology at the airport and Delta.com.
The airline says that high fuel costs and low fares contributed to the whopping losses that now total $8.5 billion since the 9/11 terror attacks. The Northeast and the Midwest are still freezing, and a winter storm may be moving in this coming weekend. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Randy Rhoads.
Half of what Stevie Wonder wrote. Nothing that the Temptations did. Or Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye couldn't get famous now. With Brother, Brother, What's Going On? There's far too many of you dying. War is not the answer, because only love can conquer hate. You can't write that anymore. That's what's so scary about this country. The corporations really won't even let the music get meaningful. God forbid the kids get hip and they start to understand that this is nothing new, this war thing.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. You know, I just did a terrible bad. I'm very sorry. Priscilla, was that her name, who called from Montana, and I put her on hold, and it came back and went to a different caller. Priscilla, it's not... I didn't mean to do that, and Priscilla now thinks it's probably because she said the word dickhead. That's not... you know, we tend to stay away from certain words and phrases on the program, but I don't know if that's one of them or not. But Priscilla, it was my bad. If you're still listening, call back in and we'll give you another shot. Okay? Again, it was nothing you said or did. It was just me. Sorry. Rosalind from Canada sent me an email earlier tonight. Mike, why do the American people indulge this nasty, spoiled child in his wanton wastefulness, and why do they put up with his tantrums? It's a mystery to me. They, referring to the people who run this government, are all just a bunch of whores, slave masters, flogging slaves to the highest bidder. Otherwise, why would they have those cozy parties to chat each other up? The bottom line is always money. The rest of the world is surely watching in horror as he gets every little thing his way. Look at the cowardice of these senators sucking up to the hateful people like Gonzalez and Rice. They're terrified of losing favor or privilege by undercutting Bush and his cronies in any way. Chicken blanks is too good a word for them. I heard he has a new hit list around the world. How does this stand in this day and age? Yeah. Hit list being, I'm sure they have a carefully calculated list of people that they've targeted for assassination. That's the way it goes with these people. Mike in New Jersey. Hi, Mike. Isn't it remarkable that according to Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, there was no rise in terrorist chatter for today? This means that there's no need to issue an upgrade in the terror threat level. That would be awfully disruptive on such a glorious day as this, having to issue another terror alert, wouldn't it? It'd be just like the one that upstaged the Democratic National Convention. Remember that? Even worse, it could have been as intrusive as the one in Warren County, Ohio, issued in a heavily minority voting district that forced the FBI a lockdown in the district during the 2004 election. I guess this means that the terrorists have given up. Isn't this administration amazing? Right. And I've got to toss this in. It's kind of off topic, but you saw this in the Times today about James Dobson, this right wing freak psychopath that runs this fake Christian organization focused on the family. Yeah, he's on, 7,000 million radio stations around America, too. If you ever listen to him, you got to find out where he is and listen to him at least once. Very sick, sick, perverted man. They're going to catch him eventually in bed with a live boy or a dead girl. I feel it coming. But anyway, Dobson was at a black tie dinner for members of Congress and political allies on Tuesday night to celebrate the death of democracy, the further death of democracy in this country. And he stood up and said, "Does anybody here know SpongeBob?" You all have seen this, haven't you, right? According to this fake Christian psychopath, this Christ killer, James Dobson, SpongeBob's creators have enlisted him, SpongeBob, in what Dobson calls a pro-homosexual video. These guys are Falwell, Robertson, all these people, they are you know what they need? They need to get in bed with a man and get it on. They are so fascinated with homosexuality. You guys just need to go ahead and give in to your animal instincts. I'm sure you'll find somebody out there. Go cruise around whatever city you're in. You'll find some dude who's more than willing to fill your spaces. Trust me on this. But now it's James Dobson who says a cartoon character is appearing in a pro-homosexual video. Oh, my God. What was it that Falwell said that Tinky Winky on the Teletubbies was queer? I love the Teletubbies. I sit there with my six-month-old and watch it. She gets bored after, I don't know, about a minute and a half. I love that program. That's about the only thing I like to watch in morning television is the Teletubbies. But these right-wing Christians, they I'm sorry, homosexual community. They're your people. They're your people. You folks just haven't figured out how to open them up and let them go ahead and claim their homosexuality and stop being sick and crazy. But you all in your community have dealt with that forever. I understand. And I'm just doing head games with you here talking about your community, all right? Come on, cut me some slack. I'm an angry man tonight. But you want to know what a person's really deep inclinations are? Watch what they bash. And these people always go for the gay thing, don't they? They find a homosexual everywhere. In cartoon characters, in churches, in the government, in their closets, in their heads, in their pants, in their fantasies. These people are fixated on homosexual sex. That's why I say what they need is just to go get it on. Just go do it. Give in to it. So now it's SpongeBob, according to this sick man, Dobson, because he's a perverter of Christianity and he refuses to accept his own sexual orientation. So he's out there bashing queers. But he's saying that SpongeBob has now appeared with Barney and Jimmy Neutron, other television characters, in this video that the makers of which, according to Dobson, are going to mail to thousands of elementary schools to promote, oh no, oh Jesus, they promote a tolerance pledge that includes, oh no, tolerance for differences of, oh Christ, sexual identity. Oh Jesus, please don't let this happen. Oh my God. Now, the guy who created the video is one Nile Rodgers. He wrote the disco hit, We Are Family. And he said Dobson's objection stems from a misunderstanding. Nile Rodgers says he founded the We Are Family Foundation after the September 11th attacks to create music videos to teach children about multiculturalism. The video has appeared on television networks, and nothing in it or its accompanying materials refers to sexual identity. The pledge is not, borrowed from the Southern Poverty Law Center, is not mentioned on the video, and is available only on the group's website. Now, I saw the video on Keith Olbermann's program on MSNBC tonight. Oh, my God! These people are sick! I'm not talking about the ones that did the video. I'm talking about these people off their medication, these Christ killers, these fake Christians, these ones who would rip the arms and legs and head off Jesus and throw it in the gutter. They are so vile. They are so vile, these people. The lawyer for this We Are Family Foundation, the lawyer who represents Nile Rodgers, the video's creator, said these people need medication. Yeah, they need more than medication. Last night, however, an assistant to the psychopathic Dobson at Focus on the Family said Focus on the Family stands by its accusation. This thug said, we see the video as an insidious means by which the organization is manipulating potentially brainwashing kids. It's a classic bait and switch. No, you ugly bastard. Your religion is what brainwashes and manipulates kids. Yeah, tell them if they're not good, if they don't live according to you, their souls are going to burn in hell for all of eternity. Tell them mommy and daddy are going to perish and be eaten by snakes, scorpions, and spiders through all eternity unless they follow your path. That's brainwashing, you nut job. That's manipulation. Oh. Almost made it, Kathy. Almost made it through the night without going ballistic. But this Dobson, this guy ought to be run out of town on a rail. He really should. He should be stripped naked and covered with tar and feathers and then tickled to death. They ought to have six great big queers take him and just tickle him to death. You know, just tickle him all over his body. Just tickle him and kiss him and love on him and lay down with him. Lie with him the way a man lies with a woman. You know, the Leviticus thing. That would straighten Mr. Dobson out in a New York minute. My head.
just sitting here waiting for you. Come on home, turn me on, turn me on.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, still somehow it's love's illusion that I
need some wood.
I really don't know. Really don't
know
love at all.
21 past the hour. These prominent gay bashers who see queers every place they look, you know, it as far as I'm concerned, that could be solved very easily. And I'm not going to repeat it again. I already made the case. But I think anybody who studies human sexuality or gay bashing, you know, from older people, you know, some younger people will gay bash because they think it's cool or manly, or in the case of girls, womanly or whatever. But I'm talking about these old people like Dobson and Falwell and Robertson, these, especially the religious ones. You know, unlike the old Catholic priests who just got it on with the boys, you know, they just didn't care, you know. But the Protestants, you know, they're a little bit shy about it. But I better be careful here. I'm going to start busting Christianity again. Not Christianity, but the people who promote it and get folks mad at me. So, all right, Priscilla has called back from Montana. Priscilla, I'm sorry I left you hanging like that. I wasn't trying to...
I apologize for saying something rude.
Okay, well, that's cool. So what's up? Let's get to the heart of it.
Here I am. I was born English. I'm a Canadian citizen, lived there for 30 years. I'm married to an American. My children are Canadian. My siblings are English, and they're all over the world. And I have had 13 emails and 7 phone calls today complaining about this inauguration.
Right.
The guy didn't write the speech.
Well, no, George can't write. We all know that.
Well, no, George can't even not write. He can't talk.
There you go.
But they're sitting there. My son, who is a 29-year-old multimillionaire who founded his own computer game company and sold it last year and is now kite surfing and riding his motorbike around Cape Horn, emails me and says, "Mom, what is the matter with these people?" I mean, he's smart. And my sisters and my brothers in England say, "Don't they get it?"
Right.
And my daughter in Canada says, "Mommy, come home." I'm serious. You know, the problem is, and I live in Helena, which is a really nice small town. There's maybe 50,000 people, a lot of intelligent, well-educated, environmentally aware people.
Right.
And people outside of this, inside this country, don't realize there's anything outside of this country, and that's the problem. And I have lots of friends and neighbors who have relatives, kids, husbands, whatever, in the military who are over in Iraq, and they're just sort of chewing the insides of their cheeks out because they're terrified they're not going to come home. But it never occurs to them they actually have the power to say no.
Right, right.
And why do not people in this country realize all they've got to do is put their foot down and say, "No, we will not do this anymore"?
Because, and I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it, the vast majority of people in this country are politically ignorant, and they can be easily manipulated to support causes that are diametrically opposed to their own best self-interest. And part of that reason, Priscilla, is because we have media in this country that is as responsible as a $3 whore working the streets of, pick a large major American city. No responsibility here on the part of media whatsoever. None. So,
Fox News, MSNBC. I mean, Christ, when Jon Stewart went on to Crossfire and told these stupid two young men
right.
that they were doing a disservice to journalism in America, they looked at him like he was a nutcase.
And you know the follow-up to that, the new executive editor of...
They dumped Crossfire.
Right, they're dumping it.
Well, hello. You know, isn't it about... I mean, I'd never watched them before. These people are... They're not terribly bright, are they?
No, they're not. They're certainly articulate, but they're not very bright. But I just hope that you tell the people who are emailing you from around the globe that while the vast majority of Americans are ignorant, there's reasons for the ignorance, but there is a huge minority, maybe 40% of us, maybe 45% of us, who are not ignorant. And 45% of us is, you know, like maybe 130 million people live in this country who understand what the Bush crime family is doing. They understood what Nixon did. Now, not all of us vote. It's a damn shame, because all of us who do understand, if we did vote, that we would not be in the situation that we're in. So, you know, on the one hand, some of this can be excused. On the other hand, it cannot. But well, stick up for us. Stick up for us as best you can.
I have a very good friend who publishes an independent newspaper here in Helena, Montana. I mean, we are population maybe 50,000.
Right.
Our major newspaper is owned by Lee Newspapers, which owns half of the newspapers in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And she, God help her, she probably lived on $2 a day,
right,
publishes this independent newspaper. And I sat here in tears the night of the election, watching the results on CNN and listening to Air America Radio. My husband, an American, said, you know, we could move back to Canada, honey.
Priscilla, we're out of time.
Okay. But anyway,
call me
said,
again. Quickly,
okay.
10 seconds.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you again.
Hey, thank you for being there.
All right. Thanks, Priscilla. We'll chat
Bye.
Again, I'm sure. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Mullen.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old friend, songwriter, screenwriter, author Alice Randall. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Before the hour, Hillary is calling from Chicago. Hillary, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say really quick about Dobson and that whole SpongeBob SquarePants thing. You know, somebody just needs to get them like $100 gift certificate to Good Vibrations or something. Just let them have a shopping spree. Yeah. Just work out some of that repression and anger. But anyway, you know, I'm just kind of frustrated hearing people refer to the inauguration as a coronation. I prefer to think of it as that last meal that the death row inmates get to have before they take that mile-long walk.
Yikes.
To their end, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I refuse to see it as a coronation and give him that much respect that goes with that, you know, word and the imagery, you know?
Right, right.
But, you know, I'm just frustrated. I'm 24 years old, and already I feel jaded and just hopeless that, you know, people, I don't know what it's going to take for my fellow Americans to see what is going on in this country. And
well, there's a certain huge segment, Hillary, of the American population that will never see fascism or any kind of totalitarianism, even when they're living under it. Those people have to be written off, but there is a huge segment of the population that is unaware and willing to be educated. I can't say it has to be, you know, or organized.
Yeah.
And told, look, if you're not voting, you're working against your own best interests. And I'm not talking about voting Democrat or voting Republican. I'm talking about selecting candidates, developing candidates on a grassroots level, people that come out of my neighborhood or your neighborhood, who are willing to build coalitions, who are willing to organize, who are willing to I hate this, it sounds like sloganeering, but take back our country.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be done, and I'm hoping that that's what's going to occur now. The people who don't get it are never going to get it, because there are just too many of them to be educated or even informed by responsible media, which we don't have in this country. Right. So this is something that we have to do ourselves. We develop our own candidates. I don't care what we call them. If we have to put a political party label on them, call them, call them eagles or call them plastic bowls. You know, it doesn't matter what you call them. Just work for their election once the candidates are selected. But the candidates have to come from us, have to come from your church, my neighborhood, this civic organization, down the street, around the corner, somebody who goes to the grocery store and you've talked with in an aisle and the person makes wonderful political sense. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand completely.
Right. Okay.
And I also wanted to add that I mentor a 16-year-old girl on my block, and I guess around like last year this time, she was really, you know, wanting to join the Air Force just to get money for college, and I successfully talked her out of doing that.
Good for you.
And because I'm like, you know, I love you too much. You know, you're like a sister to me. I do
right.
not want to see you sent over to Iraq just to be killed for nothing.
Right. I understand.
And so she changed her mind. Thank God.
I understand.
But thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Hillary.
Okay.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. You have a nice, nice evening. I have a brother-in-law who was a naval officer, two tours in Vietnam, and then 3 years in shore duty in Italy. And about 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago, Kathy? About 3 years ago, my son, second youngest child, Chris, started talking to me about he was going to join the Navy. And rather than freak on him, I just said, okay, you talk to Uncle Ken. And, he was a naval officer. He went in as a Lieutenant JG and came out as a lieutenant. I said, talk with Ken about the Navy. So or about the military in general. And my brother-in-law is conservative. He voted the first time around for Bush. He's been a Republican all of his life, but he's the kind of Republican that, I've condemned all Republicans on this program, and I'll continue to do that. But I happen to like Ken because he's my brother-in-law. He didn't vote for Bush this time. He voted for his comrade in arms, another Navy veteran, John Kerry. Not because Kerry was a Navy veteran, but because Ken is now convinced that Bush is trying to destroy not just this country, but the entire world. You know, Ken is around my age. You sometimes you come to this stuff late in life, right? So my son Chris had a series of conversations with Ken, and I don't know what they talked about. I don't want to know. It's their private conversations. But after those conversations with Ken, he changed his mind, and my son is now a firefighter. He still is doing something that I deeply respect him for. I don't think he has yet put his life completely on the line to save someone, but eventually he probably will. I hope he'll be safe when that time comes, but he... I'm sure my brother-in-law did not tell him or did not take a position of cowardice, didn't convince Chris that putting your life on the line for another human being was not worth it. I'm sure that's not how the conversation went. So that's that story. And to talk somebody out of joining Bush's military. Now, I told you this happened about 3 years ago. But anyone who joins Bush's military for reserve, especially if you join the reserves of the National Guard, you're signing your own potential death warrant. And I'm not talking about the normal risks that you take when you join the military. I'm talking about the fact that the military now is under the command and control of a psychopath and young kids, especially. 18 and 19, a couple of psychopaths, and 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds whose brains are still forming, whose ability to think rationally, think constructively, to consider circumstance. Those are the people that, you know, the military's always wanted, so they can short-circuit all that, scrape their minds out, and replace whatever their parents have put in there, replace it with this understanding that you know, at the right command, you kill. Now, if the country is attacked, that's probably a good thing. You know, I would, I've said before, if this nation is ever attacked, I'll be the first to take up a weapon and defend it, whether it's attacked by internal or external enemies. But to throw your life away, and I'm sorry for people who are listening who have lost a son, a daughter, a relative, a father in Iraq, I'm so sorry. But for people to throw their lives away like that because, let me rephrase it, for people whose lives are thrown away by the Bush crime family, people who joined, like Hillary said, her friend was about to join to get money for college or to learn a skill, or to be in the National Guard or the reserves to provide a backup for people who really do want to join the Army and go break things up and kill people and possibly be killed, or the National Guard, you know, to try to do some good in this country. But that doesn't apply anymore. You sign up for any sort of military service now, you are putting yourself, your life, in the hands of some very sick policymakers in this country who respect you as much as they respect dog droppings on the streets of Chicago. They couldn't care less. So be careful. Beware. Ben is calling from Chicago. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. This is the former British ambassador to the Mike Malloy Show.
Oh, there you are.
The radio. How are you, sir?
Well, good to hear from you again. You were our British bureau chief, I think, weren't you?
British ambassador to the Mike Malloy
Show. That's right. Yeah. The ambassador. Well, I hope you still are.
Well, I was unable to, once we had the joyous news that you joined Air America Radio, was unable to get through because the line was jammed for a good month solid, so...
That's true.
I was sort of fading into obscurity. As I was sitting here getting carpal tunnel syndrome playing Freestyle waiting to get on the air, I always find that listening to your show is I have a definite theme that I'd like to bring, and of course the callers bring up 58 different themes. Just for the record, I do not live in a pineapple under the sea, just so you know.
So you have nothing to do with SpongeBob or that little fairy-looking seahorse or whatever it is that rides on his head, or what is it, Kathy? A lobster, I'm sorry.
No, but I do love the fact that these people just get so wound up about it.
Oh, isn't it just insane?
I what was it? I think Shakespeare wrote it once that methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the real reason I called is you were midway through a superb rant was I thought perhaps on the this fake coronation day, as my father said when he called from London earlier this afternoon.
Can I get you to hold the thought right there, Ben?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
if you could tolerate just a bit more free cell, and we'll come back right after this break and finish the call. All right, quick break here. We will be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Air America Radio is what you're listening to.
And I'll volunteer for Condoleezza Rice. Powell likes a blonde that's stacked, and Rumsfeld wants his fanny smack. And Mr. Cheney, he gets quite a thrill if when you pop his cork, you shout, oil spill!
Now for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answer? True. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at readmojo.com. Sign up for just $10 a year at readmojo.com. So subscribe now at readmojo.com.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is... Somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
Oh, Jesus. All right, before we go back to Ben, thanks to the crew who put the program together tonight, Colin Tipton and Linda Blake in New York, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, our webmaster Ben Birch from Elgin, Illinois, who runs White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, Kathy Bay, who produces, executive producer of the program. And again, welcome to Detroit's Talk Revolution, 1310 WDTW. Now back to Ben. Thanks for holding on, Ben.
No problem at all. Hang on a quick second. I'm just trying to remember the number for that Focus Factor thing. Damn it, I forgot. Oh, well, never mind.
Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, you know what? The quality of your commercials have gone up since IE America, haven't they?
Boy, You remember the one, the women who used to walk down the beach with a towel around her waist, or didn't have a towel around her waist because she had taken something, I don't know, some drug, whatever. But that's not why you really...
The guy that always used to crack me up.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, my father called rather miffed. He called from London. He was a little ticked off because he thought that only the British did coronations.
Yeah, well, guess what? Hello, hello.
Yeah, no kidding. But the real reason, as I said, was that you were in mid-rant, and I thought I'd give you a quick pick-me-up on this this day of sorrow. Quick joke about rats and bronze Republicans.
Okay.
Okay, there's a tourist that walks into a curio shop in San Francisco, and he looks around, and he notices a life-size bronze rat. So he asks the guy behind the counter how much for the rat, and the guy says, $12 for the rat or $100 for the story. So the guy says, you know what, I'll just give you $12 for the rat. You can keep the story. So he takes the rat out, and he starts walking home. As he walks
a bronze rat he's carrying now.
Right.
All right.
So as he walks down the street carrying the rat, he notices that a couple of rats are now following him. And he gets a little worried, but doesn't think too much of it. He walks another block or two and notices all of a sudden that there are now hundreds and hundreds of rats following him. And they're starting to get closer. So he starts running. And he runs and runs and runs, and more rats come following him. So he runs to the edge of a pier as millions of these squealing rats chase after him, and he figures, bugger it, and he throws the rat into the bay of San Francisco,
right.
Whereupon a million rats jump in and drown themselves.
Uh-huh.
So he makes his way back to the shop, and the guy says, aha, you're back for the story, aren't you? He said, no, sod the story, give me a bronze Republican. Yes, that's what I thought. Never mind. I put it on Democratic Underground in the lounge earlier this evening, and it dropped like a stone, like most of my posts. But there you go.
Well, the problem is, I told that story on the air about 3 years ago.
Well, you know, I bathe in your brilliance, Mike. And, you know.
That's a great story. I had completely forgotten it. Even when you started telling, I forgot the punchline. I love that story. If it didn't work at Democratic Underground, maybe it's because everybody over there this evening is still, you know, horribly depressed.
Well, you know, I think so. They're all a bunch of good blokes, though, and ladies. But
they are indeed.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. Thanks so much, and belated congratulations to you and Kathy on the newest offspring.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you're going to call in again. I miss hearing your accent.
Well, I will endeavor to stay on hold for 45 minutes again very soon.
Take care, Ben.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Andrew is calling from New York City. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hey. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good.
How dare those brainwashed, delusional Republican youngsters call up you, of all people?
Well, I know. It's okay. I'm you know, in different circumstances, I probably would have toyed with them a little bit, but I'm just kind of not in the mood tonight. You know what I'm saying? I just feel sorry. I'm serious about feeling sorry.
You feel sorry for him, you know?
For a child that young who
like you're seeing him on TV with a phone number underneath or something, you know?
Right,
sooner or later, that's what it's going to come down to because it's just ridiculous.
But... Yeah, contribute to help Mike's kids. Yeah, I know what you
mean.
Yeah,
that's great. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I live in New York City, but I grew up in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that there's a new affiliate there. And unfortunately, I don't think you're on there.
The network is, but my program is not.
Is not. They got Imus going in the morning, and then
right.
The usual daytime, and then they leave nights open for Wizards games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is nice, but, there's just a general consensus about, you know, I agree with you about this Democratic Party thing. It just needs to be, a bronze Democratic Party. We need to throw it along.
Right. We need that, too.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and, but, you know, what we do have left with them is we've got Harry Reid and we got Terry McAuliffe. And those two leaders, if I've ever seen any, you know, I got hope. I got hope for them, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, I mean, what happens is, all right, you heard that BBC poll today. 21 countries polled, 18
yes.
out of the 21
yes.
are running for their lives. And what is it, the Philippines, India, and
Poland.
Poland, right.
And Israel, I believe.
Oh, really? That's surprising.
Yeah, they support or they feel that there's more that the Bush administration has in 4 years made things better, or there's more freedom, or
they're all behind George W. Soprano.
Right. And I think the thing with Israel was highly qualified. I think.
I'm kidding. Of course. Right.
But it was no. Israel was included. But it was only India, Poland, and the Philippines who really unqualifiedly said, "Yeah, the Bush administration has made things better on this planet." I forget what the Israeli position was, but I know that they were in there. But anyway, go ahead. We're almost out of time. We are all the time. Oh. Andrew, I'm sorry. Call back in tomorrow. I won't keep you on hold so long. And John and Cecilia, who were leaving on the line here, hopefully we'll get you tomorrow, too. And the rest of you folks who I'm not going to mention your names because you've only been on hold for less than 2 minutes, so to hell with you. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night. I will indeed. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Crowds went wild as the President and Laura Bush walked down the parade route after the President took office on Thursday, officially kicking off his second term. In his inaugural speech, Bush pledged to unite America.
We have known divisions which must be healed to move forward in great purposes, and I will strive in good faith to heal them.
And Bush says he is committed to stopping tyrannical regimes.
It is the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation and culture with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world.
While most of the people gathered in Washington cheered the president, others let their displeasure be known. A large number of protesters lined the inaugural parade route, holding protest signs and chanting against the president as his limo passed by.
Chris Fantozzi of Philadelphia says Bush and the Iraq War have made America hated in the rest of the world.
We're inheriting a future after this presidency that is much more dangerous and less secure.
Elizabeth Hogan of Washington, D.C. says Bush is leading the country astray.
I'm here because I fear for the future of our country. I fear for the future of democracy. I feel we don't live in a democracy anymore.
But Chris Monluce of Herndon, Virginia says Bush is.